2 Peter chapter 2, the first 9 verses. The Lord knoweth. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they, with feigned words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot. By the way, there's another sentence right there that I've read two ways for years and years. And delivered just Lot. Did he deliver Lot that was just, or only Lot? And I read that both ways. I read that sentence, I always have for years. I read that sentence both ways. I've even called him just Lot, because Lot was the only one just there. When 99% of the people would read it, Lot's the only one he delivered. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Lot was vexed, I don't know if I read the rest of verse 7, with the filthy conversation of the wicked. And then finally in verse 9, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. What to do is what God gave me. What to do when the world becomes Sodom? Because the world's become Sodom. I was talking about God in a robe and stuff. They lived in a where they had these villages or towns or maybe even a city, and they're scattered, and they don't have communication like we have. I can't tell you, probably Sodom and Gomorrah were cities of the plains. I don't know if you could see one from the other. But even if you could, you didn't know what was going on in Gomorrah. And the people in Gomorrah didn't know what was going on in Sodom. Unless somebody traveled back and forth, oh, did you hear about so-and-so in Sodom? And then by the time, have you ever done that exercise in college? We did that exercise where you take a phrase, you know, see the girl in the red dress. And you spread it around, and the other you only give it to one person, and by the time it gets all the way around the room, it could be the girl in the blue dress. And I never forgot that exercise, because that's why the language fascinates me, because what we hear different quite often than what's said. Well, he said that. Well, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. To me, it's what I heard. I've said things to people, and they go, you said that. And I go, no, but I learned a long time ago. I didn't say that, but that's what he heard. That's what he heard. If you're married, you know that well. What to do when the world becomes Sodom? Lot was vexed in that wicked city. And so we've become in this world with this worldwide web of communication. We no longer need to even go out our door. It's amongst us. These images that we see, these things that we read, once they're in our mortal minds, in our bodies, there ever before is daily. Oh man, I wish I hadn't read that. I wish I hadn't seen that. You can read a verse of Bible and you got to go over it and over it and over it and over it. But you can see one image and it won't leave you. It's stuck. It's in neutral. So today, as gods, we're witness to every depravity known to man. We are. You can't say we're not. Even the Amish come to town, I see them at the grocery store. And if they see at the grocery store what I see, unless they're blind, you don't even have to pull it up on the internet. Today, we would certainly have to go out of the world to escape this. Which we can't do. But I think we need to remember that the world has been such before. Because we think of these people we're reading about today in this book. He's in a robe and sandals. Probably had a dirt floor. We don't have conception of that type of life. But the world's been that way before. And God destroyed it. It was such that God destroyed it. Killed everybody except 8 souls. And thus we're surely back, as Christ said in Matthew. We're in the days of Noah. Now how long that's going to go, I don't know. It went over 100 years with Noah before God sent the flood. What was it, 120 years, I think? And I'm not sure it actually says that, by the way. The Lord said it would be thus. So I don't know why I'm surprised, or perhaps you're surprised. The Bible says the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. He knows how. Did he not leave us in armor? Well, why did he leave that armor? He said to withstand when? In the evil day. Well, here we are. And it's going to get more evil. It's going to get worse. And he said in that verse in Ephesians 6, and he said, and having done all, to stand. And with that armor, we won't go over every piece, but what he gives us for each piece is of our armor. He gives us truth. That's what we're doing this morning. Righteousness. Preparation of the gospel. And above all, he said what? There's one thing above all. Shield.
Shield of salvation. Helmet of salvation.
Faith. Shield of faith. You got to have it. You got to have it. Fiery darts of the wicked. That's what we're talking about. Salvation. Going to give us salvation. And finally, which we had good, unusual discussion on, the Word of God. And then he adds at the end of all that, praying always. Praying always. Now let me say, Lot chose his place. Do you remember? Abraham took him out there and said, boy, pick you a place. Can't both stay here. And he chose Sodom. You know, we have the same freedom of sorts. In that we possess some liberty in what we ingest. What we look at, what we see, what we hear. Not total. Because if you like the boy and I and you work out there in the world, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. It's just going to spew like lava from an active volcano. So be very discerning in what you choose to ingest into this mortal body, into this temple. We, after all, yet have pretty much control of that. Now, don't stick your head in the sand. That's why we don't live as the Amish do. Riding in that buggy's not going to change that thing. You're not going to be more righteous for not having a V8 motor. I do say we can yet control what we see and hear on these various devices. We should be informed. God put it out there, and He expects us to be informed. They've always been informed. We just talked about that. Yeah, maybe they didn't know what was going on in Gomorrah, but they got informed. There was an information highway somewhere, even if there wasn't a highway. Because God would not have us ignorant. But we must be very discerning in our selection. There have been choices ever since the garden. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Who put that tree there? God did, you see. Placed there by God. Who's to say He didn't place us here? Anybody want to have another argument? Most people, including myself, is it or isn't it? Who placed that here? You see how you can see things two ways. But they were forbidden to eat of such, even though God, y'all don't ever think about that? Even though God placed it there. I've thought about that since I've opened the Bible. All those years ago. You can't eat of that tree. Well, then why'd you put it there? You know, it's like putting a jar of candy out on the table. Don't eat that jar of candy. Well, why'd you put it there, Mom? I'm being honest. It seems like a cruel thing. Because it was good to look at. And it was good for food, wasn't it? I'm going to put this out here. You ever see that steak when it first comes off the grill, man, and it's sizzling? And give the kids a piece of bologna? But they were forbidden to eat of such. And that's the way it is today. It hasn't changed. Those in Christ, now I don't say those outside of Christ, that's another message, and I'm not going to get into that. Those in Christ have a choice. You and I have a choice. You have a choice in what we're talking about, something to see. We have a choice in what we can see. We have a choice in what we can read. We sometimes do not have a choice in what we hear. And ultimately, I think that's what separates you and I. Because when you're in sin, as Pink used to say, your will's bent one way. I used to preach it like the trees in Rockport, Texas. Every tree in Rockport faces the same direction. This choice, we're never tempted, the Bible says, above what we're able. Ever. And by the way, this is the interesting thing, and this will take you back to Genesis. I keep getting on down these side roads. I don't want to go there. Temptation never comes from God. So that tree wasn't a temptation to them. Might have been a temptation, but the temptation came what? When she talked to the serpent. They never were tempted before. Temptation doesn't come from God. He tempts no man. Those in Christ have always a way out. We know that. Read it, Corinthians. He's always made a way out of all those temptations. Now, the vexing. Like I said, the boy and I, we have to hear this stuff out there. And you hear it in the grocery store. You're going to need your armor for that. And that's why God gave us that. The fiery darts of the wicked shall always be upon us. But the shield of faith will prevail against those fiery darts. So never be without it. And we do well to remember the world in which our Savior walked. Because when I'm thinking of the world we're in today, and oh man, well, he didn't have to look at, I don't know, Kanye West. I don't even know if that's how you say his name. Kanye. Yeah, right. Okay. Was he not ruled by godless Romans? Pure pagans. They were ruled. You say, but you and I have a freedom that he didn't have. Pagans of the greatest sort. They beheaded, burned, and crucified Christians. Fed them to lions. Murdered the male children when he was a baby. The world that our Lord walked in. The world that these men we're reading right here walked in. Not only did they have robe and sandals, this is the world they walked in. I don't know that I'd trade for that. Everybody always says, man, I wish I'd go back and live in the old West. Well, bye. See ya. Glad you found a tunnel to get there. Let me know how that works out for you. I read about the hygiene of those in the old West. It was nasty. The Indians thought we were nasty. Why would a man carry a rag around with his mucus in it, in his pocket? And they used to rob Indian teeth because the Indians had better teeth than we did. George Washington had Indian teeth, not wooden teeth. Because all our teeth fell out because we didn't have oral hygiene like the Indians did. Isn't that an amazing thing? So you can go back if you like. Thomas Jefferson kept his daughters nasty smelling so that men would leave them alone. So he did all of these things. And we, though surrounded by evil, we live relatively secure lives. This isn't heaven, you know. When you find Christ, oh, wow, now I'm living in heaven on earth. That's not the way it works. It's the world that John said that we're neither to love nor the things in it. We're not to love the things in it, and we're not to love the world. And John goes on to tell us that we've overcome the wicked one. Did you ever read it? We have overcome the wicked one. And he uses three words, and there's a book on, Brother James had a book on that. Abide in Christ. I believe he did. They had a small book he printed. Abide in Christ. We forget little words like that. Are we not able, my brethren? We're blessed. Look where we're sitting today. The odds are, and I'm not saying it'll be this way, that most, if not all of us, will die a natural death and receive a proper burial. That didn't always happen. But even if it doesn't happen, are we not blessed? Watched a show on George Mueller last night. He lost two wives, and he lost a daughter. Jonathan Goforth buried, I think, five children in China. Was he not blessed? Mary was called blessed. Blessed. Remember? She was. Not like some religious, but she was blessed. Said she was blessed, and she lost her son to a most cruel death. She saw him, stood there, and watched him crucified at 33 years of age. And God said, Mary is blessed. Do not all things work together for good to those that love God? I mean, we say yeah, till something happens. Are they just words on a piece of paper? Has our faith really been tried? See, the only thing that's trying us is information. I read information. I was up at 3 o'clock this morning, and I read how the Border Patrol cut the razor wire in Eagle Pass to let them through. Cut the razor wire. So we have two law enforcement agencies, one putting razor wire down, one cutting it. Now, I get mad over that. I shouldn't, but I do. It affects me. It's double-mindedness. And double-mindedness is unstable in all its ways. Open it up and say, anybody on the planet can come over here, or shut it down. You see. There was a time in my life that I laid between life and death. It's not hyperbole. There was a time in my life. For more than 6 weeks. And I mean every hour. Not just like, well, I'm going to make it today, maybe I'll make it tomorrow. Am I going to make it this hour? And every single hour was a toss-up as to whether I'd live to not only see another day, but the next hour. I'd stare at the clock. I was on my back, and I'd stare at the clock. And it'd be 2 o'clock in the morning. Am I going to live to 3 o'clock? Am I going to live to 4 o'clock? And I'm not exaggerating. I could not exaggerate enough for the way it was. Because it was that and much worse. Unable to even read or pray. You say, oh, how can it be? Well, it was. Couldn't read. I'd open the Bible. I couldn't read it. Couldn't pray. A dark time of death at the door. For both Melissa and I. And it continued on for many months. Life and death. Life and death. Life and death. And it was ever before us. And then came not the ability to walk. To ever walk again. I get a cripple for life. I'm going to be like the guys you see in wheelchairs. I'll never walk again. I may live, but I'll never walk again. Well, that's what I'm preaching on. Is he not able? Is he not able? Even in the darkest hour. The show I watched on Mueller, George Mueller, if you know anything about the orphanages, he lived only by faith. He would not ask for money. Ever. It was all by faith. And then almost 2 years ago, some of you may know, I'm back in another hospital, and the doctor said, you shall die. Your heart's wore out. You're going to die. Well, I'm sure it is. It's been down a hard road. But God ain't wore out. Is he not able? He rested the seventh day. And I'm here not by the will of man. Doesn't have anything to do with doctors that I'm here. Or you. My time is fixed. I'm going to leave right on time. Today, tomorrow, the next day, 10 years. I'm going to leave right on time. It's fixed. And those dark hours, I had one verse. It was only one verse I could read in the entire Bible. I think there are 33,000 verses. Over 33,000 verses. And it was from the book of Job. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Amen. Though he slay me, because that's all I could think about, yet will I trust in him. So all of these things, who shall say this, that, or the other? As God told Job, who darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? You ever hear how men speak? Who darkeneth, God says, who darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man. He said, I'll demand of thee. Yeah, but Lord, gird up your loins now like a man. I'll demand of thee. Amen, Lord. Who placed you here at this hour, in this place? I'm not in any hour but this one. I'm not in any era but this one. I'm not in any place but this one. He told me the old path's a good way, and it is. But he didn't mean to go put a robe and sandals on and go drink dirty water from the Jordan. But the old way is the only way. It's good today, and it's good for every hour. And there, he said, you'll find rest for your souls. It's not a way to dress. It's not a way to travel. It's a way to live. It's a way to live. So I gave you the end of the message. Get out of your mind, God, in robe and sandals. Because he's as acquainted with us here today as he was with just Lot in Sodom. You know why? Because he said, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly. Do we need to know anything else but that the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly?